The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops moved into a new small group discussion phase today. Meeting in the afternoon session, the Synod Fathers began discussing the various interventions on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church that were made in the first week and a half of meetings. The Vice President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Tucson Bishop Gerald F. Kisanis, told Charles Collins the Synod Fathers have much to discuss.
There has been, I think, a full coverage of the Instrumentum Laboris and all the themes that were present there. I think what the challenge now is to try to bring these interventions together into some propositions that will give some focus for the Holy Father's post-synodal exhortation that will result from the Synod. Because I think it's those propositions, putting kind of this vast array of comments that were presented into some concrete and clear directives for what the document should address, I think is going to be the biggest challenge. And that will be happening actually as of this afternoon and through the rest of the week.
And what do you hope to get out of these small group meetings?
Well, one of the great things that happens in the small group is there's a real interchange that takes place between the bishops that are present there and the experts as well. And that was pretty invigorating the first time that we met. You don't have a chance to meet a lot of the bishops in the Synod Aula because everyone is in their assigned place and so on. But in the small group, you're interacting and getting to know those who are also participating in that small group as you do kind of the people who are next to you in the Synod Hall. And so it's really going to be an opportunity now to delve a little more deeply into some of these areas and to have an opportunity to formulate these propositions, which hopefully will be helpful to the Holy Father in formulating his post-synodal statement.